Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 60. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Tricia Montgomery, founder and CEO of K9 Fit Club. You don't want to miss this very unique and exciting interview. Now, remember the words of Jim Rohn, who said, "The challenge of leadership is to be strong, but not rude. Be kind, but not weak. Be bold, but not bully. Be thoughtful, but not lazy. Be humble, but not timid. Be proud, but not arrogant. Have humor, but without folly." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks to Fitness. Tricia Montgomery is founder and CEO of K9 Fit Club. She is the nation's leading expert and pioneer in human canine fitness. Her diverse experience in veterinary medicine, public relations, animal rescue, personal training, and her own weight loss journey gave her the perfect combination of skills to create a nationwide community of certified trainers dedicated to the health, fitness, and wellness of dogs and their people. After a visit to the veterinarian with her dog, Louie, Ms. Montgomery realized the need for a fitness program, not just for Louie, but for herself as well. She ended up losing 130 pounds, and Louie was able to shed 4 pounds. Her passion and love for both people and dogs led to the creation of K9 Fit Club, the nation's first facility for both humans and canines alike. She introduced the nation's first online education platform for teaching the standards of excellence in human and canine fitness. K9 Fit Club is now turning those certified trainers into franchisees around the globe as they rolled out K9 Fit Club franchises this past summer. K9 Fit Club is giving both humans and canines a new leash on life. I am very pleased to have Tricia Montgomery on my 6 Weeks of Fitness program. Tricia, how are you?
I am great. Thank you for that great introduction, and it's awesome to be here, and thank you for having me, because you know what? Working out is not so rough when you include your best friend.
I love your play on words. rough. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a personal trainer like yourself, mm-hmm. and I love dogs, okay?
Right.
But I have never thought about combining my love for fitness and my love for animals together, but you did.
Right. Well, if you look at it, the epidemic of overweight humans is really being mirrored by our dogs. Obesity is a leading epidemic in the U.S. for both humans and canines. In fact, it's about 2/3 for adults, and right now about 2/3 for dogs as well. And so that's if you look at that, that cannot be a coincidence. There's a reason why we as a nation have become more and more unhealthy and obese, and our dogs have become more unhealthy and obese right beside us. We passed our bad habits right along to them.
Wow. So you're saying that, because most people get it when it comes to understanding that there is obesity, an obesity epidemic in our country among adults and children. But not many of us are aware that you said the dogs mirror their owners.
Right. That is correct. And more often than not, when veterinarians see a client, whether it's a dog or a cat, more often than not, that mirror image of the person that's sitting right across from them is obese as well. And so, and I go back a while because my journey is one from years ago where I went in to see my veterinarian, and he looked at me and he said, every time I came in, not only was Louie gaining weight, he had the onset of diabetes, but I was not getting any thinner. And I imagine how hard that, what a beautiful thing that was, although I didn't think so at the time. But that's hard to tell people because you don't want to lose them as a client. And you don't, for fear of not saying anything or tiptoeing, you kind of dance around the issue. And it's something that you've really got to think about and what you need to do. And and caring about them, because you've got to reach the people first in order to get to the dog second. You really do.
Oh, most definitely. But how you actually pull that together is absolutely amazing. Now, you have a background in veterinarian studies?
I do. So shortly after that time, I actually became public education director and executive director for the Chicago Veterinary Medical Association. And I was so very blessed to be part of this, the association, and to see all of the different things that would happen throughout the years. And I've seen the profession as a whole just completely change. And it's been very interesting.
Take me through a typical training routine that you have for humans and dogs.
Sure. Well, again, it always starts out with a client assessment for both the humans and the dogs. Similar to the time, if you would go into an Equinox or a fitness facility, same as your studio, that you do a health assessment and an evaluation on that person and dog prior to working out with them. You don't know their health factors. You don't know their risks. You want to make sure that it's safe, that it's effective, but it's fun for both of them. So everything starts out with an assessment and an evaluation for both. Then, depending upon where that human and that canine, the team, are, we'll go into a variety of cardio exercises. We may go into plyometrics. We may go into flexibility. We have over 20 programs, and so our programs range everything from riding wheelchair to begging for beginner, sit, stay, and get fit for someone who is just beginning to exercise, Bow Wow Boot Camp, Papalotti's, Nama Sit Stay, you know, Tai Chi Wawa. The programs are many, so it really just depends upon the class that you're in and where you are as that person and that dog. But really, when you consider just doing any activity with your dog, it is a bonding experience. And so he's checking in with you. You're both having a great time. You don't even realize that you're getting the health benefits of a workout because you're having fun with your best friend by your side. We've had people who've lost hundreds of pounds with us, thousands of pounds with us. And it's just, I mean, that the people, not one person, the people have lost thousands of pounds with us. And, you know, I've got an amazing couple of people that I'm working with locally here in Chicago. And they would never consider going to a gym because they were embarrassed because of the way that they look. But having a dog by their side, it made it okay. So now someone who started out at perhaps, you know, 319 pounds is now down to 281 pounds in 1.5 months because they've got their best friend beside them, and it's fun for them. And you've taken that exercise, and you're now exercising to live, not living to exercise, and it's just something fun.
That's amazing, though. And now, again, you have your best friend right next to you.
Absolutely. And he's right next to you. He's right beside you at the same time. And, you know, there's a lot of research that people with dogs actually get 34% more exercise than those people without a dog. And think about the exercise requirements that are part of our society. You only need 2.5 hours of exercise to reach the minimum requirement. I mean, add your dog to your workout, they're getting just more than that. And the health benefits are numerous associated with having a dog by your side.
Wow, that's so true. That is so true. Now, how long is a typical session that you conduct?
About 55 minutes in length. And so, again, if I take you through a typical class, it's about 11 minutes of cardio warm-up. And then we go into kind of a little bit of a cool down because we want to make sure that it's safe for both the human and the canine with water breaks. And then we also will go into strength training. We'll go into plyometric moves. We'll go into equipment moves for both the human and the canine. And then we'll have another break, and then we'll go into more of a cool down type, and then going into like that nice cool down and the massage. So it's 55 minutes in length, but think about a normal boot camp. Think about you teaching a boot camp or a group fitness class. It's the same mentality, only we're adding a dog to it, and we're making it, again, we're making it safe, effective, and fun. And our programs we're not just a bunch of people jumping around with a bunch of dogs. I'm not doing that. My programs have scientifically based research behind them. So I've worked with Dr. David Levine, University of Tennessee. I've worked with Dr. Ernie Ward, Association of Pet Obesity Prevention. I've worked with human doctors. I've worked with animal behaviorists. I've worked with dog trainers, personal trainers. I'm NASM certified. I'm Power Pilates certified. we know what we're doing. There's a science behind the whimsical name. So really, you know, the names such as Papalotti's and Tai Chi Wawa and Bow Wow Bootcamp, they're whimsical, that they really belie the seriousness of what we're doing. When the teams of both the human and the canine come into a canine fit club class, it's not, we're not off leash. This is a workout. And the dogs know that this is a different thing than just a normal play date. And they look forward to that. I had someone who that I was talking with the other day, and she said, you know, they know the difference between, you know, I'm going to a daycare and I'm going for a walk and I'm going to Canine Fit Club, and they love it. They absolutely love it. You know, think about the stress that our jobs provide us. Think about so many things of these facts. I'm at a high pressure job. I'm a single mom. I'm this. You come home and really all you want to do is lay on the couch and have a glass of wine. Guess what? Our dogs, Canine Fit Club and our classes allow you to do something healthy for both of you. And healthy is healthy, whatever that means to you. And it's not just for you, it's for the whole family. I've taken the whole bell curve of fitness and I have made programs and complemented them for every person, everyone.
Wow. That is interesting. Now, let me ask you about the dogs. Now, some dogs can be a little more aggressive than others. Are they all friendly towards your training, to you guiding them? Are they friendly?
They are friendly. Now, as I mentioned, we do a health assessment and evaluation. There are some dogs that may be fear-based, and so those dogs may work well in more of a semi-private session or a private session. We've been operating since 2012, and I've had no injuries or incidents whatsoever, aside from a dog who was very protective of its owner and that she had just found out she was pregnant. So talk about, you know, that unconditional love and the dog knowing. So yeah, we've had no issues whatsoever, and because we're safe, we know what we're doing. In each of our classes, not only do I have a Canine Fit Club certified trainer or master trainer in that class, I also have a wrangler in that class who's watching the dogs as well and watching the humans and helping them to both effectively get into the move. I'm not teaching classes of 25 people. I am teaching classes of between anywhere from 6 to 10 people, and I'll have someone else in the room teaching with our Canine Fit Club instructors because, again, you're working with two species, and that's humans and canines. And if I've got a person who may be fit and their dog may be, you know, misbehave, why is that happening? Because our emotions go up and down the leash. So it's important that you realize and the person, as a class and as a whole, as instructors, that we're concerned about the safety as well. And so, again, classes are taught by two instructors, so we can make sure that everyone is getting a great workout and everyone's being very safe in this as well.
Huh. That's also quite interesting. Now, let me ask you about the course for something like this, because you said there's two instructors, right?
Right.
So is it expensive to have this type of training?
Well, we have an – are you talking about to attend the class? Every class
yes.
is different. To attend a class, every class is different and every location is different. I mean, if you're in New York versus Biloxi, Mississippi, you're going to have quite a cost difference. I would say on average, it's anywhere from $20 to $30 to attend a Canine Fit Club class. I know some of our instructors offer packages to where if they purchase 10, they'll get it for a lower cost as well. It really just depends upon the location.
Okay, so it's similar to other training programs, you know. If you buy more sessions, it's more cost effective.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. Now, what about, do you talk about, and I'm going to say this because I think this is very important. Do you talk about diet, nutrition?
Nutrition, I mean, think of it as, I always say, it's a stool, and you've got your exercise, you've got nutrition, and you've got your mental. If one of those breaks down, and you know this as being a trainer, that it's not going to work. If my exercise is great and my nutrition is off, it's going to fold. If I've had a bad day and my exercise and my nutrition is great, something's going to go off. So all things go hand in hand together. Nutrition is very, very, very important for both the human and the canine. At Canine Fit Club, we do provide nutritional instructions for the human, not for the dog, because we're not veterinarians and nor do we proclaimed to be. And so we work hand in paw with the veterinary community. So prior to anyone, again, starting a Canine Fit Club class, they'll get a signature from their veterinarian that's saying, I'm signing off on this. And we may even lead them back to that veterinarian and say, you know, if you think about different nutrition, is there something that you can do to modify things? We've added exercise. Now let's think a little bit about nutrition, but we always lead them back to their veterinarian. That's so important. My background is the veterinary profession in the Chicago Veterinary Medical Association, and we want to make sure we're always giving credit and getting the proper training because we're not veterinarians.
Good answer. Now, what about children?
We had classes called Young Pups. You know, childhood obesity is at an all-time high right now. And if you can educate them when they're young about getting fit, in our Young Pups classes, what we do is we instruct them on exercising, how much fun exercising can be. And we talk about dogs, and we add the dogs and the component of the exercise to the dog with the dogs as well. We also talk about nutrition with them. We talk about feeding, and it's absolutely hilarious because you get these kids in there and you talk about what is a cup. You know, at the end of the class, hey guys, well, you know, show me what a cup is. You would be surprised about the amount of food that they think is involved in a cup of what a fat really looks like. But if you get children involved in this exercise, making it fun for them, you know, really taking the responsibility for their own dog and being safe and having fun with it. And also think about bullying right now. I mean, there's so much of a kick on bullying right now and being kind to each other. Think about if you're one of those kids that are being bullied and all you have is your dog. Now your dog not only is your dog your best friend, your dog becomes your best workout partner as well, because he allows you to get confidence. He allows you to have that confidence. I'm going to very quickly tell the story of Steven. Steven was a scrawny little kid, and I love him to death. He came into Canine Fit Club, and they had a rescue dog. And they both grew amazing because Steven didn't have the confidence, but his dog Sally, the Sheltie, gave him the confidence that he needed. And he started, like, he didn't have biceps, but he would show us his biceps and kind of like do that, you know, look at my bicep, you know. But those stories, because you realize that those dogs, they give you the confidence. They make it okay for you to exercise. They make it okay for you to have fun, because I was overweight. I got picked on. I got stood up for senior prom. It's not a fun thing to be in school. It's just not, because especially if you're not one of those quote unquote ones who fit in per se.
That's so true. Now, how much space is required in your facility to run a program like this?
We require 200 to 250 square feet per dog human team. So anywhere from 1200 feet all the way up to 2500 feet, depending upon what you're doing in the classes that you're having. In a private space, if you're only teaching one person and their dog, it's quite different. But you want space to move. You don't want to be on top of each other. We don't do any nose-to-nose activities. And very, again, stressing the safety of the participants in the class.
Okay. Now, you started this program 2 years ago, right? And you introduced the nation. And you introduced the nation's, I'm sorry, 3 years ago. It's 2015. What am I thinking? I'm sorry. Now, you introduced the nation's first online education platform for teaching the standards of excellence in human and canine fitness. How's it feel to be a trailblazer?
You know what? I feel like I'm climbing the mountain. Because it's education, and actually we just introduced that at the Idea Fit show last year. We were actually, for the first time in history, dogs were allowed into the Idea Fit show, and we were one of the feature presenters there, and it was a very cool experience because people saw the benefits of dogs, and it's amazing because now I think people are seeing the benefit of it, and a lot of people have now, you know, we have about 180 certified trainers across the country right now. I let out licensed Canine Fit Clubs, and my certified trainers go all the way from Boise, Idaho to Kuala Lumpur. So it's an online learning system that provides you 14 modules. We're recognized by NAS, the National Association of Sports Medicine. We work with IDEA. We're recognized by the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants. So when people take our course, our online course, they actually get CEU credits from NAS, and they actually get CEU credits from the IAABC, which is very cool. To be recognized of those standards, and we're recognized by Healthway Silver Sneakers. which actually pays for people to come to your classes. They pay they pay the trainer, and getting accreditation from those people, it's difficult. But when you get it, it's validation that you're doing it the right way. That I am about quality. We're about a standard of excellence, and that's Canine Fit Club. And I think that it sets us apart so greatly. So it feels good to be a trailblazer, but it's also education and educating the public that, you know, the health benefits of adding a dog, you know, that let's just discuss really briefly the health benefits. Dog owners that exercise with a dog are less likely to suffer from depression. They have lower blood pressure. They have lower triglyceride and cholesterol levels. And heart attack patients actually survive longer than those people without a dog. So again, it's just that it's and the research and the statistics over and over again. In fact, doctors right now are prescribing dogs as a prescription or as a health benefit for humans.
Really?
So, you know, we're right now. I'm in a $90 billion industry, and we're setting the course. And, you know, from putting Canine Fit Clubs into as an adjunct to different places. So if you have a gym, whether it's a Planet Fitness, or if you've got your own gym, you can put a Canine Fit Club in there. You can just do that. And so we're working with people around the country to do that.
Wow. Now, you said you have over 180 trainers.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot of trainers. Okay,
it is.
Really? That's a lot. So how many franchises do you have currently across the country?
Well, currently we're not franchising currently. We're licensing currently. And so what licensing means is that people take the Canine Fit Club name and our logos and our great sayings like get a new leash on life and working out's not so rough. Those are my trademark things. And so they have a right to use those now. And then also we give them 4 programs. So if you think about a Les Mills model or a Zumba model, that's kind of where we are right now. Not to say that we're not franchising eventually, but right now we're adding licensing component to the mix.
Okay, that sounds great. Now I can see, I'm not sure if you guys have it yet, but I can see merchandising. Do you have t-shirts and sweatbands or something like that?
We do.
And
the beauty of that is not just for humans, it's actually for dogs too. So, you know, think about those little sweatbands on those dogs, on those puppies. Yeah.
Now that's cool. I would love to see a picture of that. K9 on my right paw. That's amazing. I like that. Okay. My next question though is that, and I want you to give my listeners an action step that they can implement along with their pet today.
Sure, absolutely. So what I want them to do is I'll give you 2 exercises, and they're just fun exercises that you can add, and actually it's going to help your dog out a little bit as well. So what you need to do is you need to stand with your dog on your left-hand side, hold the leash in your right-hand side, controlling it with your left-hand side. Make sure that you don't have any more than about a 2-foot lead with your dog beside you. Make sure you check in with them. You can add some simple lunges or high knees to your walk. So as you're walking, add some high knees to your walk. Add some high knees to it. Check in with your dog. Check in with your dog. Let's turn it around. What I want you to do is take your feet shoulder width apart. Go into a nice squat. Bring your dog directly in front of you. And I want you to crab walk it back or spider walk it back. Now what I want you to do is actually take your dog and begin walking forward and gently pushing him forward, having him work on his hind legs as well, because dogs get 65% use of the front legs and only 35% in the back legs. So we want to strengthen those back legs. Now I'll give you a bonus one as well. So now if you're at a park bench, something fun that you can do, or if you're beside a wall, what I want you to do is go into a nice wall sit. So put your back flat against that wall. Make sure your shoulders are pressed against it. Make sure you put your small of your back, adjust that to that. You can even put your dog in your lap, or you can put his front paws in your lap. And you can add that as weight of benefit. Think about the bonding. Think about the kisses that you're getting at the same time. So there you go. You got 3 exercises.
That is absolutely amazing. I feel your passion. This is great.
Yeah, thank you. This is my calling. I love what I do, and I love people, and I love dogs, and it's such a great honor to be talking to you and actually to be doing what I'm doing and have the opportunity to work with people and to see them lose weight, to see them get healthy, to see them get more confidence, and to see them feel better about themselves simply because we've added a dog to the mix.
Now you have another reason, something else you can do with them besides just walk. You can exercise together and see your both of you losing weight and getting healthier, getting fit. That's
exactly. Great. Exactly. And you're feeling better. Your energy level's higher. You're feeling better. It's just such a great way. You've got a smile on your face. How could you not have a smile on your face looking down at your dog? He's smiling. He's wagging his tail. He's giving you kisses when you're going into plank poses and puppy crunches and things like that. It's a win-win.
Oh, it most definitely is. Now, how can my listeners find out more about Tricia Montgomery and Canine Fit Club?
They're welcome to go to caninefitclub.com, and that's www.caninefitclub.com. They're welcome to email me directly if they have any questions or call our office. My email is tricia@caninefitclub.com, and that's tricia@caninefitclub.com. And our office number is 630-920-1476.
Okay. Now, what about your Facebook? What's your Facebook?
Oh, we have Facebook as well. Sorry, we're Canine Fit Club on Facebook, and you can't miss us. We do a lot of exercise tips there. You can also catch our television show on Dog TV. We're there every Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. called Sit, Stay, and Get Fit. And you can follow along at home with your dog and exercise right along with us.
Wow. And now what about Twitter? You have a Twitter account?
We do. We have Twitter at Canine Fit Club 1 at Twitter.
Canine Fit Club 1.
Uh-huh.
Right? Perfect. I love that. So what's next on Tricia Montgomery's and Canine Fit Club's bucket list?
My bucket list, you know what? Right now we're working on a really cool book related to human and canine fitness. I'm working with some great people in the veterinary profession and the medical profession, Dr. David Levine and Dr. Ernie Ward. And it's called Does This Collar Make Me Look Fat? And it's going to be a very great book. And again, spreading the word nationwide about human and canine fitness and health and getting people healthy together, and I want to change the world. I have a lofty goal, and that's to get people thinking differently about the way they exercise. And you don't know me personally, but anything I put my mind to, I pretty much do. If I can lose 130 pounds, I can do this too.
Yes, you can. Amazing. Now, Tricia, is there anything else you'd like to share with my listeners?
You know what? I think it's getting a new leash on life, and your listeners can do this. It's something, again, anybody can do this. Anybody can do it. If you're 400 pounds, you can grab your dog. I mean, that's how I started. You can simply start to just walk to the mailbox, walk back. And again, or it's just sitting up, stand, and that dog is going to add such a beautiful benefit for you. He's going to give you love. Dogs don't care what you look like. Dogs just love you. And the healthy way of loving us both is proper exercise and proper nutrition.
Hmm. Oh, I couldn't have said it better. Now, where are you located, Trish?
I'm in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, you're in Chicago. Okay, definitely.
I am.
How's the weather out there?
Actually, it's absolutely beautiful here. It's about 55 degrees, and it's blue skies. But, you know, it doesn't matter if it's raining outside. As long as you've got, you know, sunshine in your heart, it's always a great day.
Oh, man. So, again, well said. Tricia Montgomery, on behalf of BodyScope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on my show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I truly, truly enjoyed it. It's been absolutely fantastic. You have a beautiful day, and again, keep the tails wagging and get off your butt and work out with your mutt.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.